So today on First Cup, we've got a new episode out, and I think it's going to lead to some conversations. So stick around. We'll talk about that. And I asked you yesterday when you listen to podcasts, and a bunch of you responded. So we'll talk about that, too. Stick around. We're rolling in 15. I got my coffee right here. Okay. I do sing a lot, don't I? 3, 2, 1. Good morning, everyone, and welcome. Today is Thursday. It's January 20th, 2022. Still weird to say that. My name is Jeremy, and this is my first cup of coffee. Good morning to all of you, whether you are watching live or later or listening. Just thanks for coming by. I appreciate you all. Good morning, Liz. Good morning, Jenny. Hope you all had a good Wednesday. Good morning, Daniel. I did. Good morning, Tommy. Honestly, a little bit better than expected. Did a bunch of work stuff. Some of it came out really good. Are there parts of your job where it leaves room where you can say, you know what, I did that really well, or here's a place I can improve? I have a bunch of that with some of the work I do for clients. And some of the work I did yesterday, I was pretty happy with. Now, somebody's already trying to change some of it, but that's okay. That's all right. Also, good morning to Nathan and to Dennis. Well, things just keep rolling along. I managed to grab a temperature sensor to like wedge in under the bottom of my house so I can know if it's getting too cold under there and pipes will freeze again and I can avoid that from happening. There's always a nice nerdy solution where you get to buy electronics to solve a problem. Try not to do that too often, but this was the way to do it because I can check on it when I'm away. Dennis says, happy snow day, everyone. Did we get more snow? I don't know. We are past the point where I even recognize that. Oh, by the way, there is no time in the forecast in the next 10 days that it goes above freezing here. Welcome to Vermont. In fact, we're predicting minus 18 tonight. That's before wind chills, by the way. This is why I'm glad I live inside and I'm not an outside animal. If I was an outside animal, I would be dead. I don't know how the deer do it, man. I don't know how they do it. I know they huddle up and they've got their spots, but they've got to be off cold. Oh, coffee is good this morning. Still some of that Costa Rican coffee coming through. Nope. I can take that comment down. People still talking about snow. Oh, no school in central Connecticut, but there's no snow. Okay. Growing up, I remember we had this habit in the district I went to where we would cancel school all the time. Now, some of it was because we had some really sketchy roads. We had some very rural areas, dirt roads that buses are going down. But it got to the point where, good morning, Brian. I'm guessing all of you are old enough to remember. There may be some younger folk who are watching or listening and they didn't have this experience, but we all grew up with, okay, get out of bed, it's snowing, you turn on the TV and you watch the little crawl on the bottom, kind of like the crawl we have going here, except it was a constantly updating list of the schools that would be closed. And there were times where there were so few schools being closed, they didn't even use the crawl. They would just every 10 to 15 minutes, the newscaster would say, oh yeah, and these schools are closed. And one time I went to SAD 61, and one time they said, SAD 61's closed. Okay. And they basically made fun of the school, the district. And so the next time there was a reasonable amount of snow, guess which school district didn't close when everyone else did? Yeah, ours. Ever been on a bus that's gone off the road? I have multiple times. Not where you want to be. Not at all where you want to be. I don't know how we got there. That's fun. What else happened yesterday? I went to the range. I had my worst day shooting in a while, but I was able to bring it back, and I know why. I was practicing something. So here's a great example of where home practice is relevant and valuable, but the comment that folks make about pressure testing being very real. If you practice your skills too much without proper context, it can not only not serve you within context, but it can actually set you back. Still more conversations about snow. Daniel says, we very rarely get that much snow. I think 2010 was the last decent snowfall. So I had been, we don't need to get into the specifics, but I'd been working some firearm stuff around here, not with ammunition. And I got out to the range yesterday, and I had gotten worse because I had spent so much time not having to worry about the way the weapon, reacts when there's live ammo in there. So I have gone back to the drawing board. How am I going to practice this particular thing? And I've got some ideas, but we'll see. Jenny says, my son was in a bus accident on an icy road. No injuries that morning. Thank goodness. He was one of maybe six kids who were on the bus at that point. I wouldn't want to be a school bus driver. We were rough to them back when I was a kid. What is it like now? They wear body armor? Holy cow. Tommy says, I have an airsoft range in my house. Can you tell I live alone? I don't know. I've known some couples who would both be into that. It's okay. I get it. What else did I do yesterday? I went to the gym for a little while. I feel like I did other things. Oh, had a meeting with someone. One meeting with someone. Actually, two meetings with someone's. Had a meeting about All In Weekend, about the food. Specifically about the food. Now, I'm going to tell you. Some of you on here you're in on All In Weekend. We are spending far above average per person per meal on this event. In fact, the chef, caterer, I guess both in this context, is a good friend of Andrew's. And so the three of us had a call yesterday. We were talking and, you know, just we're talking about our vision. And he's like, and so he throws out a price. And it was a perfectly reasonable price. And I said, no, I want you to spend this much per person. And he was like, oh. And the number I gave him was more. Yeah, we're going to eat well. In fact, here's one of the things that I think people are going to say. I think people are going to say after the weekend, I could have just come for the food and it would have been worth it. That's the goal. I also want them to say, I could have just come for the training. It would have been worth it. I could have just come for, you know, specific aspects of what we're doing. This is the value on this thing is going to blow the doors off, and I'm pumped. Good morning, Andy. And then I had another call about another event that we're trying to get off the ground. Completely different vibe, everything.
Oh, it's not a training event.
It's a competition. Unlike what we did in 2016, I have a whole different idea on something that, with a better understanding of how people work and the industry and everything now, this one is going to work, and I'm really excited about it. So I've got somebody that is also excited about it, and we had a chat yesterday, and next step, we're looking for venue. So once that is dialed in, I can't wait to start talking about it because people are going to lose their minds. And Dennis says, I would have come just for the camaraderie. All in weekend is all good things. Yes. That's why we made it what it is. This is a unique format. Our goal year one is to break even, make a little bit of money. We're not making a lot of money. And yeah, this thing's going to be off the hook. Like, I'm so excited. Andrew and I, the more we talk about it, the more excited I'm getting. I think he's getting more excited. I can't quite tell, but I'm pretty sure. So, all right. Today's episode of Martial Arts Radio comes from Coach Danny Indio. It's not an interview episode. So here's what happened. YouTube, home of the worst human beings on the planet, we don't get a lot of intelligent comments on our videos. We get some hateful ones. Some of them I delete. Some I challenge and rarely get a response. But most of them are just generally and vaguely supportive. I liked this one. Thanks for doing this. This particular person is great. Things like that. And those are great comments. I'll take those all day long. It shows appreciation and knowing that people appreciate what we do. Never going to complain about that. Daniel asks, don't you do business consultancy? Isn't making money kind of the point? There's a big difference between short-term money and long-term money. Everything I do is long-term money, or at least medium-term money. I could sell, but you know what? You know what we could have done for short-term money? We could have bought the same generic sparring gear and junk martial arts uniforms from the same manufacturers that plenty of other companies do. We could have put our logo on them. We could have sold them cheaply and people would have bought them and we could have made money. But people would never have taken what we do seriously. We would have been a commodity. I don't want to be a commodity. I want to change the industry. And in order to do that, we have to do things differently. For example, like when Danny Indio left some very intelligent comments on YouTube videos, he popped up one day and was leaving these very long, very thoughtful posts that showed he understood the subject matter and listened to or watched the episode. And I was like, hey, I like this guy. And he started going deeply enough into certain subjects. I said, I think this might be someone to have on the show. So I reached out to Andrew. I was like, can you connect with him and see if there's something there? And there was. So we talked a few weeks ago and his episode comes out today. At some point, we'll have him on for an interview. But what we talked about was the way people learn and people learning differently. And it's a subject that I am very interested in and one that he is very spun up on. And we talked about everything from taking notes to the different styles of learners and whether you are a student or an instructor, and that is everybody, you're going to find some value here. As an instructor, you're going to find value on maybe some things you may adjust in how you teach. As a student, maybe some things you adjust on how you learn, because yeah, how to learn is a skill. Daniel says, I agree. I work on medium term money too. It's just yanking your chain. No worries. I had a feeling, but you know, you don't always know. I would rather treat every comment as a genuine one and respond appropriately. Because that way nobody gets hurt. Okay, so we've got that episode. Now, one of the things that we're going to talk about, and let's combine these two things. So the thing I posted about in the Facebook group, by the way, if you want to leave questions or comments on the Facebook group, you can do so at facebook.com/firstcupwithjeremy. I'll leave that up for a minute. I asked about when you listen to podcasts or the show, Martial Arts Radio, and got a bunch of great responses. Now, I have found podcasts to be a wonderful source of not only entertainment, but information, education. I've learned a lot about a lot of subjects. The majority of my health and fitness information is rooted in podcasts that I listen to. A lot of my understanding of economics, of... Yeah, I think those are probably the big subjects, come from podcasts that I listen to. They are a wonderful, and I don't think anybody charges for podcasts anymore, but a free resource that I think is underutilized or undervalued. With regard to martial arts podcasts, and let's broaden this from martial arts radio, and if you consider a First Cup a podcast, you can include that. But I know a lot of you, if you listen to one, you listen to multiple martial arts podcasts. Do you find them to be educational? When you are listening to them, when, you know, Chris says that he listens while doing chores and other things that don't require a lot of spoons. I don't know if that's a typo. Maybe I'm missing something. Steven says, in the car, outdoor chores on the farm. Dennis says, usually while driving, but some shows while working. For me, it's generally when I'm driving, sometimes when I'm working around the house. And I find that if I'm able to listen while I drive, I learn more because there's less to worry about. If I listen while I'm doing things around the house, I'm less focused. My mind is thinking about what I'm doing. When I'm driving, let's face it, I've been driving a long time. I don't need to think that hard about driving. You guys are a riot. Tommy, whose episode came out recently. The responses from my interview has been wonderful and very humbling. Awesome. Daniel asks, can I go and ask a question for tomorrow's show that nobody but me will be interested in the answer to? Sure. And he follows up, I listen to Whistle Kick and no other martial arts podcast. Well, I'm honored, but at the same time, there's some good stuff out there. And I don't know what Jenny's following up to there. So if we think about how we learn and podcasts being an educational vehicle, what have you found enables you to get the most out of podcasts? For example, do you listen to them sped up? It allows you to listen to more. Some people find that listening to them a little bit sped up makes them focus on the words more. Some people, that drives them crazy. Do you have a pen and paper nearby? I will pause and leave myself a note, you know, a voice note while I'm driving. Think about this thing, or go back to this timestamp in this episode, or go research this topic a little bit more. For example, I was listening to a podcast recently on health, on vitamin D, and the subject of vitamin K, K2 came up. And they didn't talk about it as much as I wanted them to, but they left enough room for doubt. So I spent some time yesterday, I think it was yesterday, researching vitamin K. How it fits into the body, minimum, maximum dosages, where is it coming in with food, et cetera, et cetera. I've got a better understanding now. I didn't know that I didn't know enough about vitamin K. And for me, that's one of the most valuable things about podcasts is that it can expose me to so many different ideas. And if you go back, if you listen to early episodes of Martial Arts Radio, especially the subject-driven ones, you will see that my perspective on things not only has broadened, but shifted a little bit because of the people that I've talked to, because of the things that I've learned by being part of the same podcast that you all listen to, or most of you listen to. Oh, Daniel's helping me. Having enough spoons for an activity is a mental health thing. Strenuous stuff or stuff you need to think about uses up your supply of spoons. Oh, I use a different word for that. It's one I won't share. But when I have enough, things go better. So I get it. Daniel says, I listen to loads of podcasts, just not martial arts ones, all at normal speed, usually while walking the dog or driving. Jenny says, I appreciate spoon theory. A friend of mine lives by it. Hey, see, I learned something. Even though I host this show, I learn things because we have a conversational format. And I think that this is the last, podcasts seem to be the last bastion of thoughtful discourse, conversation, intelligent debate. Doesn't happen in media. And I appreciate the fact that a lot of people are open to a longer form podcast. I posted on in the Martial Arts Radio Behind the Scenes group yesterday, what's the ideal length of an interview? And people had some opinions, but the general consensus seemed to be as long as it needs to be. And that's something that I think is really valuable. You know, plenty of people like or dislike Joe Rogan for a variety of reasons, but I believe strongly the reason that he is popular is because he is willing to have two, three, three and a half. I think there have even been 4-hour episodes. But your average episode is between 2 and 3 hours long. There are people that I dislike, disagree with, et cetera, that I've listened to on his show that I have a completely different perspective on. Why? Because most of my information prior came from these little sound bites that had been curated from others. And I think we need that original source material. I think we need to do our own critical processing of subjects. I've never said that the things that we talk about on Martial Arts Radio or the people we bring on Martial Arts Radio are things that I agree with or people that I support. But they're people you should hear from and they're ideas that you should consider. And if you listen, consider, and come out the other side, agreeing or having changed your mind or not, I think it's valuable. I think especially when you disagree or dislike or don't believe, I think those are important subjects and people to pay attention to. Because the more you understand alternate ideas, the better you can form your own. The better you understand your opponents in competition, the better you will do. The better you understand the mindset of violence, the better you will do in a self-defense situation, right? Knowing things is never bad. And we live in this weird time where people get so dismissive. And you know what I find interesting? It's never dismissing, or from what I see, it's not dismissing the subject matter. It's dismissing the person. And if the only way you can attack a subject is by attacking the person, bringing the subject forward, I think that is proof that there is some substance there. Because otherwise, why would you need to discredit the person? The person's just a vehicle for the idea. Tommy says, thoughtful debate. Yes, podcasts do present that where many resources do not anymore. And Daniel says, I like Penn's Sunday School for Intelligent Debate. I don't agree with 100% of the things they say, but it's always thoughtful. I wish more people were willing to expose themselves to thoughtful ideas, thoughtful conversation, to listen to things and understand critical thought. If you follow me on Facebook, you see that I post a bunch of stuff, and some of those things are experimental. And I will say that I am frustrated at the way the algorithms handle certain subjects. And I'm not even talking about the subject that you probably think I'm talking about. In fact, I would encourage you, if you care, if you have Facebook, go look at my Facebook post from yesterday, which I think yielded one like. I have 2,000 something friends on Facebook. When I posted a request for silly cat, silly animal photos, I got 100 and something posts. So something's going on there. Facebook doesn't want people to see what I posted. And I don't like that. Podcasts, if you can discover the podcast, which is the biggest challenge, right? Because how do you learn about a podcast? Usually through conventional means. I'm a free speech guy. I'm a free market guy. I believe that the martial arts are inherently those things. If I don't teach my students a particular technique, let's say I hold back on something, eventually somebody's going to figure it out because there are only so many ways you can move. And if it works really well, they're going to do it. Think of a particular kick. Can you imagine a situation where you don't teach martial artists a sidekick and they don't figure out a sidekick? It's going to happen. There's a reason most techniques exist in most arts, because people figure them out. Kelly says, sad story. My son is a senior in high school and feels like he can't share his opinions on anything. Your son is not alone. Not even close. So the conversation shifted from where I thought it was going to go, and that's okay. Right. This is one of the things that I like about this show and this format is I'll come in with an idea and I'll float it out there. And sometimes the audience, the chat, doesn't want to go there. That's fine. I'll riff on it. I'll relate it back. Dennis adds, that is a heartbreaking comment. And it's more sad because we know he is not alone. And many people, youth and adults, feel similarly today. There's a term, there's a technical term when you discredit someone as an attempt to diffuse the argument that they're making. It's called an ad hominem attack. When you attack someone's character. If I say the sky is green and someone says, don't listen to Jeremy, he doesn't know anything. He's not an astronomer. That could kind of be an ad hominem attack. What we see more commonly today, though, is Jeremy's a jerk. I went to school with him. He couldn't get out of his own way. And this one time I saw him drunk in a party. I wouldn't believe anything he has to say. It has nothing to do with the statement, my credentials on the statement, the accuracy of the statement. It is discrediting me, my character. And I bring that up only because I would encourage you to open, those of you watching or listening, to look. We live in a weird time where when someone presents information, it is rarely discussed on the merits of what they present. The attacks against them or the defense of the subject generally comes in the form of attacking, discrediting the person presenting the information. Why? Because it's easier to do. Because it creates an emotional response. I don't consider it valid. If you give me information and I don't value your opinion, that's fine. If you present to me an opinion from someone who is not an expert in the field, I may or may not value that perspective. I'm probably going to go research it, but I'm not just going to discredit it and say, you know, that, you know what? This happens a lot with celebrities. When celebrities come out and they make a point, people attack the celebrity for their position by not even attacking the position, by not refuting it with some kind of evidence or anything. They just say, you know, why would I listen to anything that person says? They fill in the blank, right? It's lazy. It's a lazy argument. Jenny says, I stopped posting because my own family members were attacking my posts. My mom even deleted her social media account for the same reason. It wasn't worth the relationship. Kelly says, I'm so sorry. I never post opinions anymore because of attacks, and it's bad for business. And that's a challenge, the business aspect of it. Dennis says, sorry, cyberbullying is real at any age. Daniel says, I keep my account separate. I tend to be more opinionated, political on Twitter, and Facebook is purely for family and friends. I rarely step into murky subjects publicly, but lately I've done it a couple times, and I've done so from a perspective that's very similar to what we talked about today, and what we'll end here. I like hearing contradictory opinions. There was a particular episode of a particular podcast that I posted about on Facebook, and I said, I want to hear some feedback on this because I listen to this and it flies in the face of what is conventionally being expressed. And I want to hear some disagreement. I want to unpack this. But I set some conditions on it. No ad hominem attacks. You have to have actually listened to it. I'm going to delete things that aren't that. I had two people make ad hominem attacks, which I deleted. The second one even said, this will probably get deleted, and it did. But no one took the time to refute. No one took the time to even listen to some of the podcasts and say, okay, here's where this person is, here's where I disagree with them. We don't know how to do that anymore. Critical thought and the ability to have a discussion and express your point of view without resorting to anger or yelling or lazy ad hominem, et cetera. Most people don't have that skill. We're taught that we don't need that. We need that. The ability to articulate our position is incredibly valuable, just as our ability to articulate our technique. If you are a martial arts instructor who cannot express the ideas wrapped into your curriculum, you're probably not a very good instructor. If the only way you know how to teach is do it just like me, you're probably not a very good instructor. Well, there it goes. Daniel says, as a business owner who is really out there publicly, you do need to tiptoe with this kind of stuff. Otherwise, you get people saying, I'm not buying from Whistlekick because Jeremy supports, doesn't support XYZ. I don't believe in mixing business and politics. I don't think there's any point to that. I think it's silly. Whistlekick is a company. It's a brand. It's not an entity. I reject the notion of corporate personhood. I think that's ridiculous. I have my opinions, but I am in no way going to use any of our platforms to express, to try to convince people of things that are political. I'm just not going to do it. There's no point. Why? I'll have conversations with people one-on-one if they choose to. But I'm not. And you know, I see this happening. I see people with reach, even in our industry, stepping into groups that they've created and saying and doing things that are just so divisive and so frustrating because the industry suffers. I want martial arts to be a unifying concept. I want people to say, oh, you train? I also train. My dream is that people see this logo You know, somebody, you get off a plane. Here's the scenario. Okay, now I will really end with this. Imagine you get off a plane and you're in the terminal and you're walking through and you have a Whistlekick sweatshirt on or a hat or a duffel bag. And somebody waiting to get on their flight says, "Hey, that's a Whistlekick hat. Yeah. What do you train?" I want it to be a bonding thing. I want people who wear the brand to be proud that they are martial artists and to connect with other martial artists and break down walls. That's the goal. So. Okay. I'm gonna go. Go check out that episode. I'd really love some feedback from all of you. Did you learn something there? Special attention to those of you who teach. I would love to know if this opened up any doors for you. Because I think Danny's got some good stuff to say. And I could see us having hopefully, you know, more of a relationship moving forward. He seems like a good guy that you know, we can kind of bring in to our loose circle. Thanks for everything. Remember, we do the show every weekday, 6:30 a.m. U.S. Eastern Time, here on Facebook and YouTube. Today we're on Twitch. Hello to anybody who's watching on Twitch. And if you want to support, you can get something like this mug. I'm going to keep showing you the mug with the Jackie Chan quote, "Coffee is a language in itself." Get 15% off that or anything at whistlekick.com with the code FIRSTCUP15. You can also join the Patreon or go to whistlekick.com/family. I added something the other day. You should go check it out. whistlekick.com/family. Thank you to each and every one of you. I appreciate you joining me today. And I'm going to see you tomorrow. Take care. Peace.